On the show today, we have Jen Wirth's very own Mary Kay Scully talking about her upcoming webinar, the first, actually, of CU Members Mortgage's 2021 educational series, where Mary Kay talks about highlighting the changes to uniform residential loan applications, some important stuff here in the mortgage lending industry. So check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page is just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Jen Wirth's very own Mary Kay Scully. Mary Kay, how are you doing today?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I appreciate it. Everything A-OK in your neck of the woods these days?
Absolutely. Everything is OK as it's going to be.
Good. So, yes. I like that answer.
We're all good.
Hey,
safe is all it's about.
What's that again? I'm sorry.
I said being safe right now is all it's about. So
agreed for sure. Hey, and also, hey, you are going to be kicking off CU Member Mortgage's webinar series starting, I think, what's it, February 4th is the fourth. This is the 4th. Yes. So, and you're going to be talking about uniform residential loan application. And for those of us out there like me who are not too familiar with this term, I apologize for my ignorance here, but can you kind of set the stage on what this is and what it means to credit unions?
Absolutely. So everybody's making up a few words, which happens in the mortgage industry. So that's nothing new. But the application is basically the application that members would use that are applying for anything related to mortgage lending.
Okay.
So it's not going to impact the consumer lending. So it's not going to impact the car loans that they're doing or student loans, but it's going to be the home equity lines of credit and, of course, first lien mortgages. So in the industry, we typically call that form the 1003. And I think that that's probably what most of the folks that are going to be joining my webinar would be familiar with.
Okay.
That's actually a form number for the secondary market investor, Fannie Mae. And Freddie Mac, the second largest investor, they call that exact same form. And it's actually in the other corner of the form, the 65. So rather than play favorites and default to the Fannie Mae form number, the 1003, we're calling it the official uniform residential loan application. Some people thought that was too long, so then they made an acronym, which is the EIR, and then they made a name and called it the IRLA, and that just sounds weird. So let's not call it that.
No. And just another acronym to remember in this industry. I feel like I'm in the military sometimes. There's a lot of acronyms out there for sure. Hey, but there's some significant changes going on with the uniform residential loan application. And I don't want to steal all your thunder for the webinar, but can you point out, just give us maybe one or two of these changes that we should be aware of?
Sure. Well, right now, when we ask a member to fill out an application or we assist them in filling out an application, the official application right now is 5 pages. It's really 4, and there's a continuation page. The new application is going to, for number one, make everyone that's applying for a loan have their own application. And that application by itself is 9 pages long.
Oh, wow.
We then have a 2-page lender loan information. We have then a continuation page just in case those 11 pages weren't long enough, and then some potential additional addendums. So it's not just the change of a form, it's additional information that we're gathering from that consumer, from that member, to really look at that credit decision that they're making. And it's pushing those questions up to the point of sale. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be whoever is, you know, really interacting with that member and gathering that information. And if the credit unions are pushing that information out and gathering it, say, on a website, it's going to be a big change of how much information is expected from that member. So lots of things happening. It's not just a technical change. It's going to be a process change for a lot of folks as well.
So this is just additional due diligence on the credit union's part for the person getting the loan? Is that
a little bit? It's not a lot of information that we didn't gather in the past while that loan was in the pipeline for a lending decision.
Yeah.
But what it is it's asking for all that additional information up front so that if you are going to make that lending decision for the member, it's going to be more meaningful and it's probably going to be a faster one as well. So we're going to be able to to give that back to the member. So it's a benefit, really. It's just nobody likes change. So
I know. Well, we're going through a lot of change right now. So like it or lump it. So it's going to happen whether you like it or not. So why are these changes so important in today's loan process? It sounds like what you just said is that it's going to make things a bit faster, more efficient, I'm assuming.
It is, but that's actually the benefit at the end of the day. The reason that it's so critical is because the secondary market is mandating it.
All right then.
Story on March 1st, but it is in right now what we call open production. So that started on January 1st. So it's really about the institution's loan origination system and when that system is going to be ready for them to pull the plug and really be able to produce that new data set that matches the application. So it could be, and hopefully will be, at least in test phase prior to March 1st. We don't want to just pull the plug and then and have chaos. So yeah, getting it ready is a big deal. And I'm sure that they all have teams working diligently on that. Right. But for everybody else that's not on that testing team, it's going to have a big impact on them.
So what do credit unions do in the meantime, if anything? Is this just something else that they have to do, or what can they do? Yeah. Or I remember there's a term in the press release, maneuvering. So I'm not, I don't know what they need to maneuver around about, but is there a way, how do they manage these changes?
Well, it's going to be them working with their loan origination systems and making sure that they're familiar with what those screens are going to look like, because it's not, again, a completely new data set, but it is in a different flow. So it will change the way the screens look.
Oh, okay.
And so sometimes just making a quick edit on a file might be really frustrating for somebody because they're going to have to go through potential screens, find that, you know, whatever that data point is and fill it out. So it's really just making sure that they're comfortable with all of the data fields. And they can do that by looking at the paper application well before their LOS is actually launched.
Got it. And looking at your webinar as a whole, what takeaways do you want attendees to take back to their credit unions on Monday morning, so to speak?
Absolutely. I want them to be familiar with the layout of the data, even though it might look a little bit different. It should follow basically the same path in their loan origination system. But there are some questions on there that they just may not be prepared to answer on behalf if the member asks them. And I'll give you an example.
Sure.
One of the questions, which is new, is, are any of the borrowers or is the property located in a community property state? So if I'm a member applying for a loan and you asked me that, I would say, of course, what's a community property state? And so I don't want any of them to say, geez, I don't know, this is a brand new form. So we want them to be prepared for what we call the elevator speech.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to be working with a member and go, well, I've never seen this form before. That's not a good look.
Hey, it's new to both of us. Let's take a stab at it.
Exactly.
That wouldn't be good.
So where can folks go to, or credit unions in this case, where can they go to find out more about the Uniform Residential Loan application? Is there a place they can go, or just, or is it going to?
Absolutely. They can go to www.fanniemae.com. They're going to go to the single family page, and both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have done a great job. They both have what I call landing pages for everything about the new URLA, because it is such a big deal. Mm-hmm. And it's been honestly underway for years. So they can go out, and I want to point them and direct them to the FAQs. So there's a ton of frequently asked questions. That's to start. And then, of course, work with the LOS system. I know I keep saying that, but that's really critical because that's going to be their day to day.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, I'll put that link in the show notes for sure, so that people can get right to it. If they want to know some more details, and of course they want to know the whole story, they'll watch the webinar with you on February 4th. I think it's from 1 o'clock to 2 p.m. Central time.
Central time. Yes. Okay.
And we'll put that link in there as well. Anything else here to wrap up, Mary Kay? This is actually some really good information. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you. And we're honored as Genworth to host it and to share this information with everybody, and to really just make sure that they're prepared. We don't want their productivity to really, you know, suffer at all. And we want to make sure that they set the expectations for their members to keep those members happy.
Exactly. And keep them buying homes, because the economy certainly needs it, for sure. So
absolutely.
Indeed. All right, Mary Kate. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate the time as always, and look forward to the webinar on February 4th. And we'll be there to watch it as well. It'll be fun.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.